Aquarius of Plenty is loosed in this house tonight. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. God like to show himself strong. He's a God that provides. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider.
Now, here's Dr. Leroy Thompson.
Father, we need to get closer to you. We know that. We know all our liberty is in the Spirit. We're thankful for this conference. Thankful for this church, the leaders in this church. We're thankful for all the musicians, all the people who are helping us to carry this work out, and all who have traveled to be with us. Surely we know you're in this place, and you desire to reveal yourself to us in deeper dimension. We yield to the Holy Spirit, our teacher and guide, revelator. This morning we have the same intention we had last night, to look into your word and see you, see your ways, see your direction. I bless every man and woman in this auditorium, and also by internet and by Roku who's listening in to this broadcast, that they will hear your voice, hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Be careful to get out of your way and yield. Ha ha. Thank you this morning. We expect the same thing out of you, to overwhelm us with revelation, with anointing, with insight. Take us into that other realm. We thank you and praise you. Give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The secrets of sowing your seed and unblocking the harvest. A lot of harvests have been blocked. This morning is my assignment by the Holy Spirit to bring revelation in that aspect, that not only the seeds you're going to sow, but the seed that you have sown, that the harvest been blocked. We're going to find out how to unblock the harvest. The secret of sowing your seed and unblocking the harvest. First thing the enemy try to do is get you not to sow. Then, when you come to the period that you have enough spiritual understanding to sow, this next aim is to block your harvest. Or to cause you to try to harvest too fast. And so we're going to deal with that process, how to work with that process of receiving your harvest from God, that anyone won't stop it. In Isaiah chapter 32, Isaiah chapter 32, these may not be familiar scriptures, but let's take a hold of them this morning as the Spirit of God give us insight. In Isaiah chapter 32, verse 20, it says, "Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass." You see that? And then look back with me in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 23. "Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall our cattle feed in large pastures." I want you to see a few things in that verse. Rain I want you to see increase.
Yes.
Fat.
Yes.
Plenteous.
Yes.
And large.
Yes,
feed on that for a few seconds, you see. He says, then shall he give the rain of thy seed. In other words, he'll moisturize your seed to give it greater life, that it can produce such a harvest. Thou shalt sow the ground. Now you notice you have to sow. With all and bread of the increase of the earth, and shall be fat and plenteous, glory to God. In thy seed shall thy cattle feed in large pasture. Now I'm aware of this fact. If the Lord said that about cattle, what about your family? That's what I got when I read it. So your family should feed in large pastures. Now, we're looking back at 32 and 20. Some people have an argument with the Message Bible. I don't have no argument with it. You just got to know what you're doing. It began to say, but you will enjoy a blessed life. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Yes.
That you will enjoy a blessed life. Planting well-watered fields and garden with your farm animals grazing freely. I put in parentheses, family grazing freely.
Yeah.
Goes on there again in back to Isaiah 30:23. It says God will provide rain for the seeds you sow. The grain that grow will be abundant. You see that? Your cattle will range far and wide.
Yes.
I say it's family.
Yes. Yes.
And I just took a footnote from the Amplified Bible. It said, and it will be rich and plentiful.
Yes.
Now we're actually talking about sowing and talking about what kind of harvest the Lord have in mind for his children if they continue to sow.
Yes,
you know, this water is kind of muddy because there have not been enough manifestation.
Right.
Been a whole lot of sowing.
Yes.
not enough manifestation. We got to get this muddy water out. Let's read this New Testament scripture to go along with these in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and then we'll begin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 9. The 8th verse. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And this verse is awful. If you let me say it, a seed prop.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? What about a seed prop? Well, it's based on the fact that something already else has been said about the seed. You see, if you sow sparingly, he said what? If you sow bountifully, what he said? So I said his voice come off a seed prop.
Yeah.
See, if we're talking about a seed, it's just this voice didn't just boom come in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes people like to skip verses.
Yeah,
love to go to this ninth verse here. They go to this verse here. This 8th verse? Yeah, they love to go to it, but it has a propped in for this seed, for this voice. This voice just didn't come in existence.
Come on.
Somebody had done something to cause this voice to manifest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, now look at this 8th verse. It says, and God is able to make, he's willing to. That's another word I'm trying to catch in the spirit along this line. God is graceful enough to keep his end of the bargain. I said God is graceful enough to keep his end of the bargain. So what's happening? We've been tithing and sowing and giving. And the preacher's been telling us it's coming back. Where is it? It's not the preacher's fault. Somewhat not. But you have to be more informed to know how to function in this type of life. Are you listening to me? Look at somebody and tell them, I'm going to unblock all my harvest this morning. Boy, and some of y'all got a whole lot of money. Been jammed up, a whole lot of money has been jammed up in the system. We'll get it out this morning. I feel my Cheerio. Hallelujah. Going to get all our money out this morning. All money that's been held up going to be turned loose this morning by the power of the Holy Ghost. I can promise you that.
Yes, sir.
I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
You will get insight to unlock all your heart. Just think about how much money is in this room. How much money do in this room. Oh, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. How much money is due in this room? Just with the souls in this room right here. How much money is due? It ain't fair. We got to find out in the spirit what to do about this. We will find out today. I promise you, you'll be seated. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Who is he talking to? I need another word. Who are you talking to?
Sower.
A sower. This verse is only for sower. See, that's very important. We understand that.
Yes, sir.
Because see, that's what the Holy Spirit prompted me. Just he said, ask them who this voice, who they're talking to. Somebody said, believers. No. It's not talking to believers. Talking to sower. So the question is it talking to you?
Yes.
You see, this verse belongs only to souls. Not talkers. Not praisers. Not people who pray. Not Bible believers. This verse is talking to souls. I got that, Lord. And then verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. So I'm setting my clock so I know where I am and set it up where I can see it. Much of the body of Christ's money have been blocked by, I'm going to give you three things. That's some other things. Much of the body of Christ's money have been blocked, and you're taking it personally, but the believer, you see. One way is revelation from the enemy. Telling you it's not going to work. Telling you, revelation from the enemy. Revelation, plural, from the enemy. Telling you it don't work. Telling you some preacher trying to get your money. Or the church stealing all the money. All kind of lies. Revelation from the enemy. The preacher dressed too nice. He driving too nice a car. Why shouldn't he? I said, why shouldn't he? I don't want no bum leading me. The second thing is, by the love for ignorance and not accepting truth. Some folks just love to be ignorant. They pride on it. They preach about their ignorance. You know, if I was ignorant, you don't preach about it. You know, they're against prosperity and try to prove it with the Bible.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's one of the things that block the body of Christ. You listen to these ignorant folk about a love for ignorance. Love ignorance.
Wow.
I mean, you got some people that die for ignorance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll fight you to the end, boy, instead of accepting the truth. And then the third thing, oh, Lord, about to get messed up here now. See, we're talking about much of the body of Christ, money have been blocked. I'll give you two things, right? I'm about to give you the third one. By scheming instead of dreaming.
Yeah.
See, you can't scheme with the seed. I've heard of preachers say, I'm going to put up so much, and they put it in the basket so everybody can see it, and then when they get in the back, they say, I want it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Dad.
Showing off, you see. Yeah. It's not really a song. He put it back in his pocket. He's not really a song. That's scheming. Difference between a schemer and a dreamer.
Yes, sir.
I wrote for your listening, unlocking the harvest and restocking the barn. I just wrote as the Lord said something to me, you know. How many of y'all say, it's time to unblock my harvest? How many of y'all believe that?
Yes,
let me say it again. Let me say it again because somebody's trying to catch it. Unlocking the harvest and restocking the barn. See, the seed came out of the barn.
Yes, sir.
One writer asks, is the seed still in the barn?
Yeah.
Now, if the seed's still in the barn, you're going to have a seed harvest in the barn.
Yeah.
Which is going to be seed.
Yeah.
Then the question must be asked, what or who is blocking my harvest?
Yeah.
What or who is blocking? Is it I, Lord?
Yeah.
You see, you might be blocking it yourself. We need to check these things out. Now, I'm going to give you seven things in a few moments. The master secrets of having a flowing harvest. I'm going to preach about seven or eight sermons yet this morning. The master secret, I'll have them on one morning on, of having a flowing harvest. How to develop an anointing to unlock your harvest. See, I'm living all this. Living it big. I had in the night watch. I had a vision. I thought I was going to tell it tonight, but you might want to tell me something else for tonight.
Yeah.
I had a vision last night in the night watch. I was living in a house between Fred Price and Kenneth Copeland.
All right.
Now, these boys who know me, I got a room at Ken's house, and I stayed at Fred. I've been by Fred. I didn't stay at Fred's house, but I've been in visitation to Fred's house. I heard he built another one. But even in the natural, I wouldn't be out of place if we put my house between their house. Y'all to catch on next week sometime. Y'all to catch on next week sometime. No, in the natural, I wouldn't be out of place. My house wouldn't be out of place between Fred Price and Kenny Copeland Howe. But I saw it in the night watch. Listen very carefully. The Lord about to share something with you. I had a vision in the night watch last night. I was living in a house between Fred and Kenneth Copeland, Fred Price, and the elder and this elder gentleman was talking to me, and he acted as if he didn't know much, the gentleman. He would ask me a few questions about Fred Price. Then he would laugh, this gentleman, he would laugh a little bit, he'd laugh a little bit. But in the vision, in the back of my mind, it seemed like he knew Fred Price. He knew Kenneth Copeland, and he knew me. It seemed like he was trying to take me into another level in the spirit to show me some other things I must do and some other places I must go. Then it dawned on my spirit. I believe I was talking to an angel. In the form of an old man, he just, you know, wasn't that an old man, but he wasn't dressed too elegant. And he was just, he was under disguise.
Yeah.
He didn't want me to recognize him in the natural. The only way I could recognize him was in the spirit.
Yeah.
And y'all don't believe in the angel, y'all need to get him on up out of here.
Yeah.
y'all never be able to catch what I'm talking about if you don't believe in the angel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had that visitation last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you know, living between Fred Price and Kenny Coleman, I mean, they ain't even on my mind.
Yeah.
But at the night watch, he wanted to show me. Now, it's between two great men of God, isn't it?
Yes.
And they have produced a lot in ministry and in life.
Yes.
So I just thought to share it with you. I will unblock for those who trust my principles and cause money to flow to my people like never before. There are harvest blockers that will be dealt with. There's some standing in the way, some holding your money. But it's time for your harvest to flow. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
There's a place called living in the grace of a sowing anointing.
Yes, sir.
You need to write that down. Now, y'all just sitting here. Listen, there's a place called living in the grace of a sowing anointing. That grace was manufactured at Calvary.
Yes.
When Jesus died on the cross, he produced a sowing anointing.
Yes.
Because that's the way the system worked, you see.
Yes,
becoming a sower, you listening?
Yeah.
Cannot be birthed by a preacher. Becoming a sower must be birthed or produced by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Or you'll never sow.
Right, yes, sir.
You'll never sow.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need divine encouragement.
Yes, sir. Right.
Many times to sow because what you're sowing, you need it. What you're about to sow, you need it.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have divine encouragement.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Trust me. Trust me.
Right.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I came through those stages where he was telling me to sow something. I needed what he was telling me to sow, but then I heard him say, trust me.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did.
Come on, yeah.
You'll be glad too.
Yeah.
Becoming an anointed sower, now we're not just talking about a regular sower, notice the word anointed. Anointed sower must be produced by the Holy Spirit. There must be a yield spirit and a willing mind, willing to function in kingdom principle. Hello? Hello? Listen to what he says. There must be a yield spirit to sow, yes. And willing mind to sow, yes. Willing to function in kingdom principle and trust God. Say it, I trust God.
I trust God.
Real sores. What did I say?
Real sores.
Listen very carefully. Are birthed in the spirit realm.
Yes.
You can't naturally sow. Sowing don't make sense. I have a need, and you tell me sow a seed?
Yeah.
See. Now, there are not many birth sowers in the body of Christ. There are people who sow in, but they have not been born again sowers. Yeah, born again sowers. What's the word? I'm trying to get impress something on your imprint something on your spirit. They have not received the revelation properly from God of what sowing would do for their lives.
Yes,
it get you out the rat race.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Huh?
Right.
You know. You get to the point, you know, and some people get all messed up about this, but it don't make it. You get to the point where you call your tailor and tell him to make you 12 suits and pay for them cash.
Yeah.
You get where you refuse to lease anymore.
Yes, yep.
Yes, buy.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to step in high water here this morning.
Come on, step.
Very few have entered in to that level. Now, there's a lot of fake levels,
yeah.
But it's lease levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you following me?
Yes,
yeah. The old songwriter would say, come and go with me.
Yeah.
My youngest son sing a song called Deeper.
Yeah.
There's a deeper level of song. I get happy by myself here this morning. I said there's a deeper level of song which produce a deeper level of living.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Deeper level.
There's a level of song. God quickened me with a word last night. There's a level of song that produce money authority. You got that? You heard that? Write that down, because you're going to do something with your money authority. Money authority. A real soul live in money authority. And money has a whole lot of authority in this world, partner.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes.
Real souls are birthed in the realm of the spirit. Birth. Have you been birthed? Have you come out the womb of a certain type of anointing that you'll die if you couldn't sow?
Yes, sir.
Now some of us is in apprenticeship.
Yes. Yes, sir.
We're finally gonna get there, but you gotta start somewhere.
Yes.
Huh? And when you start, you got to have the right instructor.
Yes, sir.
If you get a hunger to sow and get the wrong instruction, that's one of the blockages to the harvest.
Yeah.
Pushing, teaching you wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may be seated. I have not gotten to none of those seven things yet, you know. I'm working on the introduction here. Go back and read. Let's read this verse again. Go back to Isaiah. I don't want to get away from my text. I want you to see it. See what we're working with. Hallelujah. Let's just go to Isaiah 30 and 23 again. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and the bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be what?
Fat.
Fat. What fat mean? Fat. Weighty. Plenty. And plenteous in that day shall thy cattle feed in large pasture. Now, I told you I thought about my family. My family is feeding in large pasture.
Yeah, yeah.
This boy here feeding in large pasture.
Yeah.
He got married and I bought him a new house. He ain't got no note.
Yeah.
And you think he not feeding in large pasture?
Right.
He come from his honeymoon and mom done furnished his house.
Yeah.
And all he got to do is walk in and eat. and he must have put some ease to him because his wife pregnant already. He ain't been married in a few months. You can get pregnant if you don't have a lot of bills.
Yeah.
The stress move, you know. Hallelujah. Some people trying to get pregnant, really can't get pregnant. They got too much financial stress. It ruined the sperm. Yeah, young couples, I'm going to get away from this in a minute, but young couples, they're trying to have a baby, but they keep seeing they're going to all kind of doctors. The problem is they got a money problem.
Yeah.
You move that money problem, you move that stress, and the baby will come.
Yeah.
You just can't decide you're going to be a soul.
Come on, Dad.
Because your soul is not going to let you until you are baptized into this spiritual revelation of being a soul. May the Lord baptize every person under the sound of my voice into the spiritual revelation of being a born-again soul. Now, I'm not just saying word to fill place here now. You know, I don't have nothing to prove. I'm speaking apostolically.
Yes.
That each person under the sound of my voice, if you're not, be baptized spiritually into being a bona fide soul. And begin to receive harvest that you can't explain. I really can't explain my life. I really can't explain how I'm living. I don't have the ability to live like I'm living. I can't explain of the blessings that flow through my home and through my hand and through my life. The soul, come on, be seated. The soul begin to live in the grace of God's substance. Hey, you heard that? The soul begin to live in the grace of God's substance. How you think that'll work for you? How you think God's substance will work for you? Huh? Well, I see you out of debt. You get in God's substance. Some cancellation gonna go on. See? Now, when I have my secretary write some things in lowish, in bold writing, because it's prophetical. Every financial struggle, past, present, and future, is shut down in your life today by sowing grace. I want to say that again. Every financial struggle, past, present, and future, is shut down in your life today by sowing grace. Y'all believe that? Say hallelujah then. Say I receive that in the name of Jesus. Now this is very important what I'm about to say to you now. Listen to it. You may be seated. You might want to write this. This is based, I probably won't have a chance to read it. This is based upon Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 through 6. But it's a statement that if you're going to be a bona fide soul, you need to know this. Let no emergency interrupt your song.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
I'm preaching, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand what that means?
Yes, sir.
Let no emergency interrupt your song. That's don't care right. if the house burn down. Okay. Keep on song.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
Don't care if the washing machine and the car catch a fire at the same time.
Yeah.
Keep on song.
Keep
because Satan was going to try to set blocks for to stop right. you from right. song. Right. Why? Because you're almost there.
Yeah.
Never let no emergency interrupt your song.
Right.
I can't hear y'all.
Yeah.
That's a powerful word there. That's a powerful word there. You know, yeah, don't let no, never. I'm going to Holy Ghost say that I came unglued. Let no emergency interrupt your song.
Yes, sir.
No emergency.
Wow. See, it's very important. I got to pause here a moment because this is not Sunday school lesson.
Yeah, sir.
See. Some of y'all started out. You see, but emergency came up.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dad.
Wow. Talk to us.
I don't know how I can't talk too good. The most emergent thing you have in your life is to keep on sowing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Or the greatest emergency you have in your life, I got to sow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Got to sow.
Got to sow.
Got to
sow. So here, oh man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Sowing is an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sawing is your greatest emergency.
Yeah.
It's the very thing that's going to get you set free.
Yeah.
It's urgent to sow.
Yeah.
So your soul, your outer man, it's not going to permit you to. It's going to come up. Emotion going to rise up.
Yeah.
Feeling going to rise up.
Yeah.
then your will gonna ride up. See, you won't buy suits ahead of time to impress somebody that you are wealthy. You can't have sleep at night. See, your emotion, your will, your way arise up to keep you from sowing, to make you do something else with that money. Spend a little time in the right way and you'll get it all. Good God Almighty. Let's go into a few of these things that I saw in the spirit that are going to change your finances. None block your harvest. The first way to unblock your harvest is sow your seeds. The first way to unblock your harvest is sow your seed, and I want to emphasize it, sow your seed systematically. Sow your seed by divine instruction from the Holy Ghost. Don't just sling your seed because somebody made a good statement. So the second one is make it more plain than what I just said now. The second way to unblock your harvest is discern the soil before you sow. Discern the soil before you sow. Don't let good talkers get you. Look for some walkers. No, I didn't get that. I'm going to break that down for you. Yeah, don't let no good talker get somebody. Let somebody who has some fruit in their life showing you they know what they're talking about. Oh boy, television full of them talking. Them guys that talk a hole in your head shows I'm standing here. The second way to unblock your harvest is discern the soil before you sow. Discern. You know what discern means? Understand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let God unfold that soil and alack. How you say that then? I can't say that word. Yeah. Analytically. Let God analyze. You know, I used to work and I used to go in the lab. I had to work in the lab some to bring some chemicals, and they break that chemical down and really find out if it got the ingredient in it that it really needed to produce what we wanted to produce. Check the soil out. Just sowing. If the soil empty, don't sow nothing in it. Because all they're going to do is eat your seed.
Come on, Dad. Right.
Don't sow in no hungry soil. Sow in soil that is already satisfied.
Come on, man.
The third way to unblock your harvest is to sow in faith, expecting a harvest at all times. Sow in faith, expecting a harvest at all times. Expect to be rich. Expect to be out of debt. Expect to live in your dream home. See yourself with it. Tell us, don't do that, but they're out of their mind. The world doing it. They got vision board and all that stuff out there. I see me.
Come on, Dad.
You got the seed before you can have it. Sow in faith, expecting a harvest at all times. Fourthly, I guess we need to look at this one, Mark chapter 4. falsely, Mark chapter 4, turn there for a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every now and then y'all ought to say something, you know.
Hallelujah.
Y'all are working me too hard. I know you're listening, but every now and then, you know, help the preacher. Let him. Like we used to say in the old school, egg me on. That's a $500 check there. Just another $500 just came up here. Egg me on. Fool me like I'm preaching. Mark 4:26. I'm gonna read the scripture before I give this false one, so you understand. Mark 4:26. He said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground." And then the man go and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed I'm about to tell you something I just saw. The seed has harvest understanding. The seed knows its job. The seed already has divine instruction from God. For you. To do what you need and what you're dreaming about. So he shall sleep and rise night and day, and the seed shall spring and grow up. See, the seed knows. He knows not how. But the seed knows. The seed knows. What I say? The seed knows. He knows not how, but the seed knows. So don't try to take the seed place. Let the seed go. The seed is already instructed to bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The seed is already instructed to break Satan back.
Yes, sir. Come on.
The seed is your catalyst to wealth.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I receive. Tell your neighbor, the seed knows what to do. The seed is impregnated with divine instruction.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all believe the Bible, right?
Yes, sir.
See, that seed already got its commission from God.
Yes.
Make my child rich.
Yes.
Let him represent me well.
Yes.
Let him say, I'm a Christian and I'm blessed too. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So the seed know what to do.
Yes, sir.
The
seed knows what to do.
Got that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch it. Watch this. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself.
Yes.
The earth know what to do too.
Yes, sir.
First the blade. Now here's where we get in trouble at. See?
Yeah.
There is no emergency harvest. It's emergency to sow, but you can't get in an emergency for a harvest.
Yeah.
No emergency.
No, because you got to go through the process.
Yeah.
Got to let the process roll, all right? All right, now watch this, because I want to give you a point here, but I got to feed on this scripture here first. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, right?
Yeah.
Then the ear, right?
Yeah.
And then the full corn in the ear. That's three stages.
Yeah.
But when the fruit is brought forth, verse 29, immediately, he put us in the sickle because the harvest is coming. Now, you got to know when the harvest have arrived.
Right.
You can't be penny pinching. When the harvest arrives, you got to live on another level.
Yeah.
Talk about it now. Yes, sir.
Because the average church member, average church, is going to keep you on a certain level. But when the harvest comes, baby, you got to display what the Lord have done.
Yes, sir.
You can't be ashamed of what God have done. You got to use it. And glory to God. Let it flow.
Let it flow.
Let the blessing flow. I'm not against the blessing. I believe in living good. First, though, I believe in living right. Hallelujah. Give God his glory first, you see, at all times. All right, now sit down. I'm going to give you this other principle. Hallelujah. There's a check for $3,000 and $2,000. 2 + 3 = 5. That's $5,000. I told him, the Lord, this young man, the Lord, I was flying out of Guatemala. You see, I was the owner of two jets, Falcon 900B and the Citation 300. You imagine a preacher owning two jets. And I was flying out. I heard him say what time him and his wife are going to get back home. This young man just brought his check up here. And I said, okay, I made a note. It was 4 days in the morning. He passed the Lord's church. I got in my party. We took off. I was flying. And the Lord said to me, that's Dan's jet you got, the other jet. That's him.
Yeah.
Watch who you run with, boy. You run with the right fella, you'll end up in a jet. Ain't everybody able to do that, you know. The Lord said, that's Dan's jet. I said, I'll see to it. I'll tend to it, Father. So I prophesied to him, so he can't think no other way. I put him in a ton of vision to see himself flying.
Yes, sir. Right. Come on, Dad.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so him and his family came to a meeting, and they went back home in a jet.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Now he here. Now he can leave anytime he get ready. But I told him in the prophecy that I told him, I said, "Now you, son, you gonna get this jet, but you can't stop sawing." You know you have the audacity to tell a man that. But God not through with him yet. And then you heard me tell him just now, don't never look at the fuel ticket. Let your people take care of that. God got it. I never. I've owned four jets. I never look at, I don't know how much fuel costs a gallon, and I never look at the ticket. I just fly. Just fly, man. Just fly. Just fly.
Love it. Come on, Dad.
Let me give you this principle. You sit down and get it.
Love it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Another preacher flying. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know it. I gotta get off of it, but we ain't talking about no prop. We ain't talking about no prop yet, you know. No, we're talking something fly 40,000 feet in the air and go 600 miles an hour. See, if you're jet, you don't have a nice jet. When you go to them place, they park you way back there. But got a nice jet, they pull you right to the door. All right, fourth. Let me get this fourth one real quick. Let the seed go through the process. And don't try to harvest before time.
That's it, right there. Yeah,
that's good.
See, because if you don't eat the seed, now most people got a problem. They eat seed.
Yeah.
But if you don't eat the seed and sow the seed, don't let it go through the process, you're gonna be eating the blade.
Yeah, right, right. Come on, Dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait on it. What's your job while you're waiting? Keep sowing.
Yeah.
So, fourthly, let the seed grow through the process. And don't try to harvest before time. You want number five?
Yes, sir.
Speak life to your seed. The seed in your hand and the seed in your mouth must agree.
Yeah.
Oh, shout it, I'm preaching good now. The seed in your hand and the seed in your mouth must agree.
Yeah.
Speak life to your seed.
Yeah.
Talk to it. Don't say nothing else.
Yeah.
but harvest talk. Huh? I receive. I receive. Are you seeing this? Huh? You know, this is a, I told my son, I was sitting in the lobby of the hotel, and men located me and lined up and started bringing money. I said, son, this is not normal. I said, then three men found me, and then the other man come out and they kept pointing over there where I was. And then he came and sold. See, money cometh, came to the body of Christ to get us out, apostolically, to get us out of this financial jungle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Financial jungle?
Right, yeah.
You know what a financial jungle is?
Yes, sir.
You're swinging from the vine and got nowhere to live.
Wow.
In essence, you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it look bad. And it shouldn't be, because you're a child of God.
Yeah.
He said he give us power to get wealth.
Right.
Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Yeah. Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me nothing about no abundant life without no money.
Yes,
tell me about get your praise on. I can't praise because I'm so broke.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
Now, I'm going to just flat foot tell you the truth. Everybody don't have this anointing. This is a rare anointing in the body of Christ, and a lot of people blocking their people out because they won't accept it.
Right. Great. Yes, sir.
See, you can't take my notes and preach them if you're not connected with me.
Yeah.
The anointing's not going to be on.
Right.
The anointing, I'm just going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Stop worrying yourself.
Yeah.
Speak life to your seed. The seed in your hand and the seed in your mouth must agree. Here's the sixth thing. I've been through all these things.
Yes, sir.
I'm going back over them. I just keep going from different levels, you see.
Yeah.
The sixth thing to unblock your harvest. The sixth thing to do, when the harvest starts flowing, increase the seed. When the harvest start flowing, increase the seed. There's a certain amount in any offering, anywhere I am, people receive offering, I can't give under that. I've come to a certain amount. If I do it, I'm going to get in trouble. And it's not $400 either. See. When the harvest, let's go to bush out. When the harvest start flowing, yes, yes, I receive. God sent her to support me. I mean, she supported my ministry, you know.
Yes,
every time she laid down, it's a big check. Every time she laid down.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
See. But God gonna get this job done.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
She sold more than about 500 good followers do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, God replaced them who holding back. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Don't look at me crazy like I know what I'm saying. Because I do know what I'm saying. The sixth thing to do, when the harvest starts flowing, increase the seed. Everybody say increase the seed.
Increase the seed.
Don't be afraid of that, because you need to get that in your vocabulary. Increase the seed. Matter of fact, some of y'all need to increase your seed right now. To let the enemy know I'm not playing with this thing. And I'm not trying to get no money out of you either. I want you to know that I came here loaded. I had to make room in my pocket. See, but I'm just trying to tell you, some of y'all, you're waiting on something magical to happen. Increase the seed, it's going to happen. Let God know you mean business and you trust him. And then number seven, always magnify God in the midst of your blessing. Let the Lord be magnified. Always magnify him. When your blessing has shown up and you're living in your blessing, driving your blessing, wearing your blessing, magnify the Lord at all times. Let somebody know who did this for you.
Yes,
I didn't do it on a job. I didn't do it by my education. I didn't do it by my power.
Yes,
another power did this for me. And magnify the Lord. Don't be afraid to get ugly for God. Praise him. Even though you're rich, but praise him anyway. Somebody shout with him. get too dignified. Don't get don't get too dignified.
Yes, sir.
Don't get too dignified to praise him.
Yes.
Woo, glory.
Yes.
You got to praise him. Glorify, magnify. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Yeah, what kind of suit you got on? What kind of dress you got on? What kind of house you living in? You got to praise him. Woo, Jesus. You got to give him the glory. Lord, you've been good to me. Say it. Never forget that. Never let your blessing separate you from the blesser. He deserves to be praised. Do you love him? No matter how rich or how wealthy you get, don't let the indictment of Revelation come on you. You've left your first love. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. No matter how high he exalts you, always remember he the one. Give Jesus praise. Stand under the cross and shout, I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Oh, you got to love God. You got to love Jesus. You got to love the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And you have to love people.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Put more compassion in your preaching.
Yes, sir.
Stop wrecking God's people and just wrecking them. Let them know. Start putting a rake cross. Stop wrecking them and telling them about their sins.
Yeah.
Tell them about the sin nature. If you stop the sin nature, you can stop sin.
Yes, sir. Come on now. Yes, sir.
Kukile basata. I think we need to pray them a few minutes. Lord Jesus, you're the Messiah. We love you. Thank you for what all you've done for us. Jesus, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor in this place. Glory, you by internet, lift your hand. Roku, lift your hand. Glory to God. Come on, say it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now take your time. Listen to me very closely. Take your time with your hand up. Look at the person next to you and tell them I'm out. That's what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Tell them I'm out. Tell somebody else next to you. Tell them I'm out. Meaning you out from all financial pressure the rest of your life because of the revelation of the Holy Ghost in his play. I'm out. You understand what's happening in here? You understand that you're in an out anointing here now? Out of all financial problem, anointing is in this room. You understand what the Spirit of God is saying? Every person on the side of my voice, you're in an out anointing. I'm out! Good God Almighty. Out anointing. Hey! I'm out!
I'm out!
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 You see that?
Out.
came just now. I never heard of it. All of a sudden, the out anointing walk up in here. Tell three other people I'm out. Three. Yeah. I'm out. I came, and I was in financial pressure, and I was in financial problems, and I was behind my notes, but I found out from the Spirit of God that I have walked into an out anointing. Shout God the praise. Shout God the praise. Shout the praise. Give God the glory. I'm out. Boy, that one sneaked up on me. I didn't know about that one. It sneaked up on me. That out anointing that came up in here. I read thousands of books. I never heard of no out anointing. You? Then the Holy Ghost sneaked up on me with that one. I'm just preaching, minding my own business and trying to do what he tell me to do. And he sneaked up on me and loosed in this room an out anointing. You don't really need to know how. God got millions and millions of ways to do what he want to do for you. All I know, I'm out. I think we ought to dance a little bit. I think we ought to move around a little bit. Dance like you're out. I think we need to dance like we're out. Hallelujah. Out. I'm out. Jesus. Listen. I want all the ladies. The ladies can do this better than men. Men ain't gonna do it right. I want the ladies to talk to another lady and say, I'm out of this mess. See, ladies gonna do it better than y'all. But some of y'all men don't act like you're in a mess, you know what I mean? And women know they're in a mess. I'm out of these men. I ain't no mess. Them ladies, let them say it for you. Out of this mess. That's an out anointing. What's your instruction from this? I want you to look at all your bills and point at them and tell them out. I want you out of my house, out of my mind, and out of my life, out of my ministry. I want you out. Now I speak from a debt-free life, a debt-free ministry. I'm out. So you see, I'm not lying to you. I live in a mansion and a palace. They hook together. And they're all paid for. The guest house next to my house that these preachers stay in, it's paid for. Why? I'm out. I'm wearing an anointing that I couldn't share till this morning. The Lord showed me how to share it. Yeah. It's an out anointing. Yeah. It's an out anointing. Suppose you wouldn't have come to this meeting. Why do you think you're here? The Lord set you up to be here. When he was going to unfold the revelation of that anointing. Yes, sir. And then, Lord, this was spoken in this church.
Yeah.
What you think gonna happen here? You know, I need to quit, but I'm a crazy preacher. I need to quit, but I just like to feed God, people. It's about quarter to 17 minutes to 12. It's really time to come in. But I'm gonna give you one or two more nuggets to tuck under your belt. One of the grandest things the Lord said to me about a seed is never underestimate the power of a seed. I want you to write that down if you never heard it, or keep it in your never underestimate. And then I want you to think about planting your seed in the master's hand. So when you sow a seed, you really, if you discern the soil, you're not really sowing in that soil. You're sowing it in the master's hand. You remember that boy with the five loaves and two fish? Yeah, they say it wasn't enough, but once it got into the master's hand. Know this, that ordinary seeds placed in the extraordinary hands of Jesus turn into harvest that you can't explain. Want me to do that again? Now you can read that in John chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
Because it's time for you to start having miracle harvest.
Yes,
to catch up, you're going to have miracle harvest. And then John 6 tell you how to have miracle harvest. Watch this. Know this, that ordinary seeds placed in the extraordinary hands of Jesus turn into harvests that cannot be explained. Once you really experience this type of sowing, living a regular financial life is over for you. Regular financial life is, I see this, but how I'm going to do it? The other life, just do it. Why? Because you start stepping out in over and above living.
Yes, sir.
What I say?
Over and above living.
To change all your financial situation, all you need is a seed. I'll give you one more. You ready for it, sister? Okay, all right, here it comes. Seed sown in faith will cause miracles to manifest in your life. I'm going to give you a scripture to go with that. Zechariah 8:12, read that and shout. Well, I said I lied, I'm going to give you the other one. Jesus is looking for a seed and a seed sower that he can use for his kingdom purpose to set the captive free. Never underestimate a powerful seed. That's enough for this morning. You come back tonight. I'm going downtown. Look at some Bentleys. I just want to see.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, something might happen. I don't know. You know? I collect cars, you know, and Rolex watches. Mount Bunk pen. But I don't collect wives. I got one. She's been there 42 years. She ain't going nowhere. I ain't got no time for this foolishness. I'm in love, man. I've been in love 42 years. I'm all shook up. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Now that's the sanctifying part of the cross.
Right.
The reason people can't live sanctified life, they have never entered into the fact that there's a sanctifying factor, a sanctifying grace in the finished work of Christ.
Right.
Preachers, I want y'all to put the cross back in the church, and everybody in the sound of my voice, and some preachers here may not have heard it, but you need to have church on Christmas morning.
Yes.
It's wrong to disrespect God's son like that. I did it. I had to repent. I was doing good till I come around these city, boy. You know, I was preaching. I flew 500 hours in 1 year preaching. And boy, I was sitting, we were talking, and they said, "Well, Christmas? Oh, we don't have church on Christmas." And I kept listening to that thing. Got in me.
Yeah.
And I went back and counseled Christmas service for years. And then when I walked, stepped off in the apostolic office, I know that the apostles to bring doctrine, real doctrine, back into the church.
Yeah.
Like communion, I'm teaching on communion, I gotta get it straight. The cross.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The preaching of the cross is the central fact of the whole deal. I'm not talking about getting on the end, I'm talking about they nail him.
Yeah.
You know, and screaming and grabbing your ear.
Yeah.
I'm talking about revealing to people the real benefit.
Yes, sir.
The real benefit of the cross.
Yeah.
That no text in the Bible can be validated without the cross.
Yes.
Old or new.
Yes.
And when people learn the manifestation of the cross and the wisdom of the cross, they're going to be healed.
Yeah.
They're going to be rich.
Yes.
They're going to live a long, satisfied life.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have all that doggone confusion in their house.
Yes.
See, now I'm going to tell you, my brother, and I know I'm on the line here, but see, the word of faith took the cross out.
Yeah.
They said the cross was a place of defeat.
Yeah.
That ain't what the Bible said. The preaching of the cross is foolish to those who perish, but to us who believe is the power of God. But you just got to learn how to preach the cross. See, you're not preaching that wood beam. You're preaching Christ as the source, the cross as the mean, and my faith is the connector, and it turned the Holy Spirit loose. And so then my assignment, the Lord, and I'm closing, and then my assignment, the Lord says, I want this church open on Christmas.
Hallelujah.
I say, yes, sir. I don't care what day it is. Represent, you're celebrating my son.
Yes,
see, the old excuse, nobody don't know what day it is.
Yeah. Right.
But they got a day.
Right.
See, they got a day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, LTMA, in the impartation call, I had 130, 160 ministers on the phone. I say, everybody, church open Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Now, my son's not bastards.
Right.
Bastards talk back to you.
Yeah.
Right. So, see, a bastard don't know who the dad is.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, see, all of my sons' church going to be open Christmas.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All of them.
We're going to be preaching the cradle pointing to the cross.
Yes.
Come on now.
I know you're going to preach it. I know you. What? then you know, you got to give the people a chance. Let them wear their new outfit and see each other, wear some red, sing some Christmas carol. You know, be happy. And so I'm excited about that. So I say to all of you, If you're not a pastor of a church, if you're a pastor, go ahead and open that church up. Just make an announcement to your people Sunday that we're not going to dishonor the Lord no more.
Yeah.
And then all of you all find a church. If your church just can't open, find a church to go. And get in that church and lift your hands, both of your hands up before God on Christmas Day and say thank you for it.
Thank you, Father.
See, these things slipped out of the church. We become seeker sensitive. We become social line,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And forget what we call to do.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody else do.
Yeah.
We must honor him.
Yes, sir. Honor him.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. I said, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Well, you may be seated. Let's receive this morning offering. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you get blessed?
Absolutely.
Boy, I got blessed. Especially with that outer anointing. I'm out of this thing, boy. Glory to God. I don't know when that anointing got on me, but I'm out. I tell you, it'll bring you. Through many seen and danger, financial troubles. Seen and unseen danger.
Yeah.
It'll bring you out.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all really got blessed? You were listening.
Hallelujah.
I got blessed.
Goodness. My goodness, you don't understand. See, I get just as blessed as you because I'm listening to what he said too. I get up there going down one route and he'd take, I see five more routes of glory to God. Had not I preached, I wouldn't have seen those. So actually, and I'm on one preacher all the time. And it ain't me. Because I be in the audience sometimes. You don't even see what I'm saying. I said, my God, where that came from? But you get stirred in the spirit. You're not a partner of a ministry. You need to become a partner. And the boy got a jet for becoming a partner.
Yes,
just connect. Just connect. This anointing roll on you.
Yeah.
You see, this I have the strongest financial anointing in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
All over the world.
All over the world.
No man, no woman, no group.
Yeah.
God just found a country boy, with insufficiency. And put his sufficiency in him.
Yeah.
The old folks used to say he brought me from a mighty long way.
Mighty,
and you add might twice. And I know I'm blessed for the body of Christ. I love preachers. And the Lord teaching me something. The Lord says, do you watch my ministry? I say, yeah, Lord, I'm reading the gospel. He said, you don't miss the compassion part.
Yeah.
He said, you need to have a mingling of boldness and compassion.
Yeah.
I said, all right, I got it, Lord. I got it. I got it. You see the freedom we had here this morning?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was mingled with compassion.
Yes, sir.
I want you to have it.
Yes, sir.
You know, nobody wants to say in the church about you're not going to ever make it.
Yeah.
Well, I could have went to the bar and found that out. Fussing about sin every time you come to the church. I'm not talking about being sick and sensitive. You need to live a sanctified, holy, separated life. Huh? You got to deal with it. You understand what I'm saying? But give them something to work with. If you don't want me to drink, just give me something else to drink. If you don't give me something else to drink, I'm going to drink this.
Come on, Dad.
Give me another bottle. Y'all ready? Everybody got an envelope? You ready to give? You ready to give?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to talk louder when I say you're ready to give.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't hear nothing I said.
Yes,
you ought to be enthused and excited to give this seed or sow this seed.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, my goodness. Write this on that seed. This seed bespeak my out anointing. This seed bespeak my out anointing. This seed bespeaks my out anointing. Write them same thing on your notes so you have it. You know you sold that seed. Put that date on it. On your notes. Not, you don't need to put it on there. Put it on your notes. This seed bespeak my out anointing. Now you have a revelation what the out anointing means. Is that everything about to be canceled in your life?
Right. Yes, sir.
Every bill, every lack, every limitation is bound to be canceled in your life. My God in heaven. This seed we had the word. This seed bespeak my out anointing. You got out anointing on that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll work with this. Let's work with this. Father, we thank you and praise and glorify you for the revelation of the outer anointing. We're talking about your seed and unblocking our harvest. We know we need an anointing to unblock this harvest. And the principles we have heard this morning, may they take each one of my sisters and brothers into the places that Calvary, the Lord Jesus, have paid for already. That they, oh my. That they enter into this day. And not only be blessed, Lord, they become a blessing. We thank you. We praise you for what we have heard, what we have received, and now we sow this seed of the outer anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me ask you a question. Look this way. Let me ask you a question now. How many people, this is, I want you now, some of y'all have been in a lot of places I've never been before. How many people you believe have ever had the opportunity to sow an out-anointing seed? I got a lot of pastors here, pastors. Y'all been preaching, somebody been preaching longer than me, but you see, I'm just showing you how God designed things. Well, we got four countries open to us now. Brazil, Barbados, and Wales, Denmark, and we just left the other one, Guatemala. We're going to all four of them next year. The man in Brazil said he's going to have 500 to 1,000 pastors. He wanted to hear my message. And God about to open doors to more country.
Yes. We going.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Did I pray?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down. Let's receive it. We're going. We're going to go and eat. Bring me the bucket. There you go, son. How you doing, dog? Bless you.
You've been watching Ever Increasing Word Television with Dr. Leroy Thompson. We pray that your faith has been strengthened and your heart encouraged by the Word of God. This broadcast can be viewed 24/7 at no charge at leroythompson.com. And now, for your convenience, you can make your contributions online. Join with us next time on this station for another life-changing message with Dr. Leroy Thompson, Sr.